Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Dave Martens, CEO of First Choice Product. The company trades on the Canadian Stock Exchange, and the ticker symbol is FCI. And First Choice Product is a Canadian-based company and is a consumer goods company. Thanks for joining us today, Dave.
Thanks for having me, Juan.
Great. Anytime now. Start off by talking to us about the ribbon organizer, which is now available in over 50 retail outlets in the U.S. and Canada.
Well, the way that product came about is I've been in the scrapbook business for 10 years, owned my own retail store, and women in the scrapbook buy ribbon by the yard, like 1 yard, 2 yards, 3 yards, and I discovered their need for organizing and dispensing it. So I developed this product. I made prototypes. I showed as much as 100 scrapbookers, got their feedback, found that they were very interested. In fact, some wanted to buy my prototype right out of my hands, and I said, it's not available yet. So we went ahead, we made the molds, and now we start selling. In the last 5 weeks, we phoned 100 stores as a test. 57 stores bought the product. We've just recently completed phoning 250 more stores and are just starting to follow up with those calls. There's potentially 4,000 retail stores potential for this market just in the U.S. alone. So I've got my staff. We're sharing the responsibility of phoning every retail store and getting this product in. But basically, it's to organize scrapbook ribbon. And our company is mostly interested in taking raw plastic goods, like it'll be raw plastic, and turning it into value-added product. We make our own molds, we do the injection, and then we sell to the end user.
Great. And so, yeah, give us a talk about your other key products, which are, like you said, mostly organized products. I know you also have a Extreme Green putting green.
Yeah.
As well as, but other than that, I guess most of them are pretty much based on, organizing.
Yeah. Well, our market started about 6 years ago, where being involved in the scrapbook industry and having a retail store, I saw a niche market where the women needed to organize specific products. Now, in the craft book industry, paper is sold 12 by 12 inches. And there is no sufficient storage way to do that until I came up with a system with unique drawer sizes. In other words, we took a drawer and made it 1 inch deep by 12 inches by 13. Now, that drawer you could fit paper in. Now, as you know, when you start storing paper, you don't want to store it in deep drawers that might be 5 inches deep, like the inexpensive organizers you'd buy at Walmart. By the time you fill up a 5-inch drawer, a 5-inch deep drawer, the weight is overcome and the wheels start breaking and the units start breaking down. So we made a unique product to store not only the paper but all their tools. And then we immediately started advertising this product in scrapbook magazines and started to get the retail market interested in carrying it. So as to date, we do almost $2 million in sales of that a year just in the organizing cabinet. And the ribbon is just another added product into our line. That's basically how, in a nutshell, how it started and came about.
Well, great. And as far as, I guess it's, you said it's kind of a niche market. How many competitors would you say that, you know, the company has for this, this type of organizer?
The only competitors are, you know, if you go to Walmart and buy, or the large box stores and buy organizing shelves, you could go to, there are some stores that carry somewhat considerately the same, but not exactly. What's unique about ours, it's modular in form. In other words, the cabinet you can add on to. For instance, a woman can buy one of our mini stackables. It's a mini stackable line where they buy a standard cabinet. It's 28 inches high. Now, if they like that, they can buy another cabinet, and the top wood part of their existing cabinet comes on, off, and then you can stack it and add more drawers. The other thing is when you order drawers, it comes with a pair of rails. So what you can do is you can order an empty cabinet and fill it with either 1-inch high, 2-inch high, or 3-inch high drawers in any combination. So you might end up with a cabinet that's 24 inches high with all 1-inch, find out that you know, I don't need all 1-inch. I need some 3-inch drawers. You can take those rails out, order 3-inch, and reconvert the cabinet into a configure and totally new combination. To the point where 53% of our sales are repeat customers. So you've got 28 million scrapbookers in North America right now, statistically. And that's about 2 million more than golfers that golf five rounds a week. So there's a lot of scrapbookers, and it's a huge market. It's a $4 billion market just in the scrapbooking industry alone.
Wow. And so what would you say, is that what makes you unique from the other, you know, players in your sector? Would it be just the, you know, the fact that it's so, you know, like a Jaffo block, or that, you know, you can kind of take it apart and has a lot of different uses and sizes? What else, you know, differentiates you from, you know, other players in your sector?
Well, basically it being modular. We're the only ones out there that are doing something modular. That's the way I came up with the name Best, because I know that there is really no competition, and ours is the best for this unique market. So we called it Best as a brand, and then Craft Organizer System. So there really isn't much play as far as competition, you know, other than the standard ones that you'd buy at box stores.
Certainly. And perhaps you can walk us, I know you kind of touched on it, can you walk us a little bit more through your background as well as that of, well, I guess, you know, you kind of did yours, the key management team at First Choice.
Well, we have, I have six staff here, and of course, I'm the president, I'm the original founder, and for the first year and a half, I developed the products and stuff, so I was alone on that and worked out of my home and out of my scrapbook store developing these products. To date, we got management where one of my key staff is my operations manager, Norm Rempel, who's got a degree in managing financial staff, he does all my spreadsheets for me because I'm kind of a little bit illiterate with computer stuff, so he's helped me with that. And also Linda Peters is another key woman who is, she's had 15 years experience in corporate tax laws and stuff like that, so like corporate legal, which has helped us with the public and understanding a lot of, you know, the public end of it, and plus some of the courses that we've taken through the university locally in Vancouver. So we've got a good staff, and then we've got three other staff who manage phones and sales and also do shipping receiving of our products. So we ship products to the UK and Australia in container load. We've got distributors out there. So we virtually have sold our products to all six continents already around the world, this organizing system.
Great. As far as IR, you have Doug from IR?
Yeah, Doug started with us in February. Doug Kerr, and he's helped because there's a lot of disseminating information and stuff and managing because we're getting more people interested. He's helping us with that area. I've got more people coming and wanting to see our, you know, the plant here and you know, how we do business, what our products are. We have a showroom. So, you know, we're getting more level of interest in I'm having to accommodate and show people our product and, you know, people who are interested in investing in our company.
Great. And as far as milestones, what specific goals has the management team set for the company over the course of the next year?
Well, over the next year, we want to raise basically $1 million to market the Extreme Green. Now, we haven't talked about that. It's a new system I invented probably 4 years ago. We've developed over the last 2 years aggressively. What it is, it's a modular system again, so you can make this putting green surface change every 6 inches. So imagine a green that's 6 feet wide by 25 feet long. 25 feet long, you got 45 segments. Every segment you can adjust. So I can create a double or triple breaks in my putting surface. Now I can set this green up in a matter of minutes and take it down. It's all weather. I can set it up anywhere. You can find that system on extremegreen.ca. Now what we plan to do is produce an infomercial on that to generate awareness of its unique abilities, and then sell direct through our website. We're presently just started a couple other websites selling the green in the whole Gulf and DW Quail, and soon possibly Backyard Green. They are online stores that sell all kinds of putting greens and putting, you know, clubs and stuff like that. So they're looking at and they're just started carrying our product. Other than that, we haven't done any aggressive marketing as far as trade shows and paper ads. You know, when you launch a product, you want to have the funds available to complete the project.
Certainly. And so in terms of the company's, you know, future growth, will you look to grow the company organically, or would you consider some M&A activities?
Well, we've been selling product into Europe and into Korea. Distributors. We've been shipping product. We've got some greens going to Germany and Switzerland right now. Basically, in the North America markets, that would be Canada and the U.S., we are going to sell direct initially. We do have some dealers who are buying the product and reselling it and using it as a training ad and selling off of that training ad. What we want to do is create awareness of this product. One of our competitors, which does close to $100 million in sales, doesn't have anything that's adjustable. In other words, to adjust it, you have to pull up their turf and lay carpet or rubber mats underneath it. So what you effectively get is a bump near the hole to create a slope. With mine, you can, just by the push of the foot, you can adjust the slope, so it's much faster and indestructible. You can party on it. It's all weather durable.
Great. And so what sort of criteria do you look for in companies if you are looking for acquisitions? Is it just something that would fit your mold and kind of just, you know, have similar products or?
Yeah, like I acquired a year ago, it's called Porta Inc. It's to do this crafting industry again. It's organizing the ink pads that women use for stamping. They stamp cards and stuff like that. Now, this fella was developing it. He was having it made. We bought it at a really good discount, bought the molds, and I actually manufactured it for one-third the price he was originally manufacturing it. So basically, one criteria is if it's a plastic product that I can use my existing plastic for, then I'm interested in it, and especially if it fits within our market already, which the Porta Inc. did fit that criterion. The Gulf market is a new market. I mean, that's totally different than the scrapbook market. So that needs a totally different marketing approach as far as the extreme green. So they're, you know, far apart from each other's market.
That makes a lot of sense. And so in terms of investors, Dave, would you say that right now investors understand the general direction of the company?
Well, when I do my presentation, we look at what we've done, what our experience has been with the craft market, and the amount of advertising we did and the sales that we generated. And it's very much the same business plan with the extreme green. What we did with the crafting is we advertised in key magazines, and we created awareness. And what the result of that is retail stores started calling us and wanting to carry the product because their customers would come in with a magazine and say, hey, can you get this for me? Okay, prior to that, we sent out news releases to all the stores, over 1,000 stores, and nobody was interested because they didn't know what it was and they didn't have interest. But when the consumer started asking for it. So in our marketing, Extreme Green, we want to focus in on reaching the consumer who is looking for a putting device or practice putting green of some kind and seeing ours and then asking for it, and then we would then supply through distribution that would come our way. That's basically the model that we used for the scrapbooking, and I think it'll work. We believe it'll work with the putting also. We expect sales our first year to be close to $1 million with the putting green. If you're looking over 5 years, sales could potentially be about $15 million. And over a five-year period with $1 million to $2 million investment, we're confident we can generate $8 million in profit over a five-year window.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Dave Martins, President, CEO, and founder of First Choice Product. And the company trades on the Canadian Stock Exchange. The ticker symbol is FCI. currently trading at 11 cents Canadian. And before we conclude, Dave, what are some of the key reasons why First Choice products represent a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, we have several strong areas. First of all, we have been in business for 7 years, right from when we incorporated. The other thing, too, is we're sustaining ourselves with our present product. So when I add another product, like the ribbon and some other plastic products we're going to be introducing in fall, and also the Extreme Green, we have all the infrastructure in place. We've got our website. We've got our staff. I have the warehouse. So the profit is basically almost all net profit that would go, other than our marketing, original financing for marketing. And being the Extreme Green with the people that have it, we've polled our customers, over 100 that have had the Extreme Green. Nobody's wanted to return it. It's a phenomenally good product. It's way better than what's out there. So we believe we have potential growth, especially as this market turns around and people are looking for, you know, things to do like practice their putting. I mean, it's we think it's a very strong product, and there's huge potential worldwide for this product.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
I thank you for having me on your show, Juan.